Welcome to a special edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Tonight, we're talking Madden 24, our thoughts on it, thinking through the prism of what we'd like or not like to see from Madden 24 going into EA Sports College Football next year. But first, I'm joined by Tommy. Tommy, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Are you like me where you're playing this game not only because you want to play Madden, but because you're trying to get maybe a leg up or get used to the gameplay so you're ready for EA Sports College Football next year?
Yeah, I'd probably say that's 75% of the reason I'm playing it. Last year, I didn't buy the game until really late in the season. So this year, I bought it at launch just to kind of get an early leg up and just kind of get a sense for what to expect for next year. And then kind of hopefully be able to kind of drive some of what EA's late decisions are in terms of development to be able to release the college football game.
So first off, I'll ask you, what modes have you played? Because I will be honest, I have not played every game mode. I focus a lot on mini games. I focused on some skills trainer. I've done some superstar mode. I've done some play now. I have not touched ultimate team and I have not done franchise. I feel like with franchise, I kind of know what we're getting, which maybe not be fair to give them a shake, but I always play that after the 53 man rosters are set. So to this point, I haven't dug into franchise. What have you played? So that way people know where we're coming from a little bit.
It sounds like we have everything covered because everything you haven't played, I have played. So,
good.
So yeah, really that's the two main areas I focused. I did a little bit of the skills trainer just to kind of get my feet wet and try out some of the new passing. And then I played ultimate team for, probably about an hour or so at most, just to kind of, again, get a sense of it. It's better than what I remembered. In terms of Ultimate Team, not anything I would ever spend any real money on, but at the same time, kind of fun is a little challenge just to collect the cards and build the team you can. So
basically, a lot of money buying packs and stuff. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, no, I've never bought a single pack out of my actual cash. So it's,
So you're the one.
I spend enough for the game. I don't need to give them more on top of it.
That's kind of the way I am at it as well.
Yeah.
All right. So overall, let's get into the first thing, the gameplay. That's the big thing. I think everybody wants to know, how's this game going to play EA Sports College Football next year? We got to think it's going to be built a lot on Madden, especially this Madden. Personally, I think it plays pretty well. I'm not going to say I'm a hardcore guy like the guys playing in the MCS this evening as we record this. But at the same time, I think that's probably the strength of the game is probably the gameplay. Would you agree or disagree with me on that one?
No, I'd absolutely agree. Again, I played last year a little bit, but not a lot. But this year, the gameplay overall seems really strong. Passing, I'm still kind of getting used to it a little bit. I'm playing, just to kind of be upfront about it, I'm playing on all pro, so it's not kind of playing on the hardest level or anything like that. But it seems like I'm throwing too many interceptions, but I'm also generating too many interceptions. So it's kind of, I'm playing on the default slider, so maybe that's part of it. Make some adjustments there, maybe a little bit of improvement. But all in all, it's a lot of fun. It presents a good challenge. The running game feels really good. Definitely see kind of a lot of really good things to hope for college football game. That's, a lot of that will translate over.
Are you like me where the blocking really stands out, especially downfield compared to previous Maddens? It seems like it's night and day. Like, you actually can follow blocks downfield. In my sense, the logic always makes sense, but at least there's an attempt. In the past, there was times where it was very much not an attempt.
Yeah, exactly. And it's more true to life in the sense of there's going to be missed blocks that they either miss the guy altogether or don't even try to get to him, but at least they're trying to go block somebody downfield or something. So, I completely agree. The blocking is night and day from what we had in the past. You can follow your blockers through the hole and you know that they'll kind of do a clear block instead of just pushing the guy forward downfield. They'll try to get the edge on him and try to create a better hole for you. So, all in all, the running game has been a lot of fun. It's not a guaranteed first down every play, but at the same time, if you time it right and follow your blockers, then, with a really good, strong running game, you can stick to it, the whole game through if you want to.
What are your thoughts on the playbooks? That's something in a previous edition of the podcast you talked about. I think all three of us talked about the playbooks in the past always weren't the most balanced or fleshed out. I have not played with a ton of the playbooks, so I don't have a fair opinion on that. Have you gone through a lot of the playbooks? Do you think they're better? And I will tack on to that. What do you think of the new play call screen as well? That's something that, granted, it's been in Madden a few years, but if you have not played Madden and your last play call screen you saw was NCAA football, it is significantly different.
Yeah, in terms of the playbooks itself, I haven't gone through all the individual playbooks, but I did create a custom offense and defense just to kind of get a sense of what's out there and kind of played around with that. There are a ton of formations, which is great, but there are some formations that only have six or 10 plays in them, and that seems really shallow. You know, I'd like to have all of the core concepts in each formation to where, you know, I can leverage a formation to the full extent instead of having to have 10 different formations to get the full playbook. Then, you know, if I only wanted four formations, then let me do that kind of thing. So, you know, all the standards are pretty well fleshed out, but at the same time, the kind of nuanced ones, some of them have very unique plays, but then they don't have the basics like a, you know, HB ISO or something like that. Mm. So it leaves a little something to be desired, but at the same time, there's a lot of variety and a lot of formations out there that it at least kind of keeps me entertained, because that's always a big thing for me is the playbooks.
So. Right. And what about that play call screen? I'm interested what you think about that.
Yeah. For the play call, again, I played Madden last year, so I'm halfway used to it by now, but yeah, jumping from NCAA 14 to Madden now, 10 years later, it is a huge shift. I'll be curious if they stick with that for college football next year. I mean, I'm used to it by now, so I guess it's not a huge deal. But again, if somebody's gone blind for the past 10 years, then come into it, they won't know what to think. I mean, it'll
take time to get used to it.
Yeah, for sure, exactly. So again, I'm used to it by now. I would probably say I like the old style better, but at the same time, it's not a horrible, you know, it's not going to slow me down necessarily.
I like some of the additions, like where you can go by personnel. Like if you want to feed a star player, that's some of those things when I'm looking at it in Madden. I think some aspects translate better to NCAA football or college football next year, where if I realize I haven't gotten my star player, let me just go through, get into the play call screen and just pick a play for a player. I think there's some things I like to be able to favorite plays and pick those. And there's certain aspects I really like, but there's also some things I think needs to kind of be cleaned up and reorganized, because it's going to be a lot for new people, I think, next year. I think we're going to have a lot of people who haven't played in 10 years and get it are going to be in over their head at least that first week.
Yeah, no, I agree. And a lot of that has been in Madden, even dating back to the Madden 14 years. So it's, you know, it's things that they've kind of increased Madden, but it's been very similar throughout. So I'll be curious if they do revert back to NCAA style just because, you know, to kind of give you an opposite approach, or if they say, let's just stick with one user interface and go forward from there. So, yeah, I mean, I like a lot of the things. I will say that college football and Madden always had some differences that, you know, how in terms of doing to sub a particular player into a formation and things like that. They've always kind of had little nuances and differences with college football. You could always kind of keep it as a permanent sub, whereas with Madden, from game to game, it loses it. So you have to go back and re-add it. So again, little nuances there. I'll be curious to see how they bring that back for college football.
So what do you think of the modes you've played so far? The ones that you put time into, like you've played franchise. I've not played this year, but I feel like our thoughts are probably going to be pretty similar, especially if you played last year to this year. I don't think that there's been a huge difference. And I'll let you talk about your thoughts on franchise.
Yeah, I'm playing franchise. I've gotten fairly far. I think I'm week 12 or 13 already, something like that. It's fun, but I think kind of the same way where you were going, it basically feels like last year's franchise. There's not a huge leap forward. There's not a lot of new things added. You can play the mini games within franchise, which that's, I mean, kind of fun. But after the first couple of weeks, it's also kind of boring.
Right.
You know, I'd rather just sim those at some point, you know, that kind of thing. Because I even still playing them, I'm not sure how much benefit you even get for your players to play them from week to week. So that's something I'm missing as well, is not only whether or not I should play them, but what's the benefit if I do or don't or anything like that. It's really not very clear. So that's one aspect of it. But then in terms of the just general for franchise in general, it's always been kind of lacking. The biggest thing that frustrates me is the scouting for next year's draft class. You can set your scouts, but then beyond that, you have almost zero control over who to target. So it's, I sure hope that, you know, I'm surely they'll get it right in college football, but
or at least be way different.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, go back to something similar to NCAA 14. Doesn't have to be exactly the same, of course, but at least give me a lot more control over what it is. And I have to think that surely they will, because to me, that's one of the stalest parts of Madden. And that's one of the things that I look forward to the most is being able to build my next year's team. So,
okay. Would you agree or disagree with my take on this? I think part of the reason franchise is dry or boring, as some people say, part of the issue is just the NFL in general. You got to think a lot of what you do in the offseason in a franchise is you're basically balancing a checkbook or your balance sheet. And in real life, that's not fun. So why would it be fun in a game? But at the same time, I don't think EA has done enough to make it fun or engaging. I think that's a big part of it. And there's a lot of menus and a lot of text, which I'm not saying to simplify it, because I think that would be wrong to just use that generic answer. But at the same time, there's just a lot going on. It just seems like it lends itself to be kind of dry. Would you agree or disagree with my take on part of the issue with that mode?
Yeah, definitely. I would agree. I mean, like you said, there's a lot there, but at the same time, you could kind of make it more engaging, kind of lead the player a little bit more to like, if you click on this, it's going to do that. Or if you put them on injured reserve, then they're not coming back until week 8, you know, stuff like that. None of that is really spelled out. So unless you know those rules and they just changed in the past few years. So unless you knew they changed, then, you know, you're going to be caught off guard when, you know, week 7, week 8, you're still trying to find out why your player's not coming back this week. So, I mean, it's a lot, because the NFL is a lot anyways. But at the same time, there's a lot of flexibility to where they could make it more enjoyable, could do like, you know, give you more opportunity to enjoy the game. And if you enjoy building a team, then make it more fun in building a team, not necessarily make it easy to where you can just, you know, trade scrubs for stars, but at least make it like help guide you of where you can say, hey, this team wants to trade you for your, you know, backup center for their starting halfback or whatever, because they really need a center or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, kind of drive some of that more interactivity instead of really, for me, it's just set up the weekly strategy and then play the game. That's about it. You know,
and rinse, wash, and repeat.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. There's little to do outside of playing the game from week to week. Whereas with NCAA, you at least could do the recruiting. You know, I always like to kind of try different playbooks and things like that. But with this, I don't really see the incentive for me. So I just kind of, like you said, rinse, wash, repeat. So.
And it feels like franchise mode has, if you had to describe what was in it or somebody's in it, it has all the parts. It's like going to a restaurant and seeing something new, and every ingredient is something you eat. So you think, oh, I'm going to love this. And you get in, you're like, it's all right. I feel like that's franchise mode in Madden.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it's missing some of the flavor. It's you know, it's got the steak, but they didn't put any of the seasoning on it, you know, that kind of thing. That it's good. You know, I'll go back and try it again sometime, but at the same time, it's not my favorite restaurant. It's something that, you know, that they've had a lot of opportunity to get it right. And here we are 10 years later. I think all Madden fans are still complaining about the franchise mode, that it's never changed, you know.
And on the warpath for a while, and even when it trended, you know, fix Madden franchise, and they said we're going to do all this stuff, we had the videos, it feels like it's still missing something, and I don't understand the disconnect or reasoning. I mean, maybe EA doesn't either, and I don't say that to be mean, but it's one of those that people didn't have the same level of complaints back on the PS2 days, but at the same time, you know, we've gone through the, you know, PS3, when they restarted over PS4, PS5, and we're still... people still not happy with franchise mode.
Yeah. And I get it from a Madden fan. Again, I don't play Madden very often, but just playing it this season, it's frustrating. I mean, again, it's very stale. So no, I wouldn't be somebody that would buy this regularly year after year because of those reasons. I'm a big franchise and dynasty guy. So I need to have that engagement and that enjoyment. And it's just not there.
I've been playing a lot of superstar mode. I've never given it a fair shake in the past few years. I always think I'm going to play it. I never really get to it. This year, I'm trying to get through it. I'm a couple of games into the regular season. One of the reasons I like it is just I can just play quarterback. That's the position I played. I can just go out and play that and work on it. And, you know, it's always like these small things that pop up. Like, first off, I enjoy playing it. It's fun. You can work on it. My problem is that I don't call the game the same as I would in a play now game. Like, since I'm a quarterback, I want to pass it every down. which doesn't help because I get picked off too many times or make a stupid play call. But then when I do a play now game, I realize I'm more balanced and I don't have quite those same issues. But it is fun. The online part of Superstar Mode, I'm terrible at. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Maybe because my guy is so lowly rated, I can't do anything on defense. It just feels like when I'm on defense, I'm helpless. For offense is fine. I'm not as potent as I would like to be, but maybe that'll change as my player rates higher and levels up. So, I mean, I do like Superstar Mode, and they've got some things in there. They've got, I don't think this is a spoiler. You know, your character interacts with people like Deion Sanders is in it, which I think is kind of interesting. But I mean, it's a fun mode. I don't know if I'll play multiple seasons. I mean, it might lack that, but it's a nice start. It's a nice mode. And it's something that, you know, they have the, I think they call it the Madden cast in the corner where these guys talk about your player. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty well done. And the other big mode in the game is Ultimate Team. I've not touched it this year. You mentioned in the beginning, you've played it a little bit. What are your thoughts? Anything more than what we talked about earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's fun. It's kind of like, you know, just from a, I would only be the offline single player guy. I'm not going to go and play and challenge people in head to head or anything like that. There are different challenges to kind of set you up and to kind of earn different cards. So, you know, that's kind of fun just to kind of see who you get. And, you know, like back in the old days, unwrapping a Topps baseball card or something like that to see who's in the pack kind of thing. So, I mean, it's been a little bit of fun there. There's different challenges of, you know, go down and you know, get three first downs in this drive or whatever it is. I can't remember all of them. But so, I mean, it's fun in that sense. But I wish those were a little bit more seamless, because you run your play, you run your drive, and then you back out to a menu, and then you go and load the next scenario, and then you run your scenario, and then you back out to a menu. You know, it really could be a lot more user friendly, a lot more seamless, instead of back and forth, back and forth. Just you know, you're already in the same stadium that's going to be in the next scenario. Just say, hey, you want to start the next scenario, and just refresh the screen, you know, that kind of thing. Don't make me navigate through a bunch of menus just to get back to be able to play.
I know when the game first came out on the deluxe edition, that early midweek release, right off the bat, there were people complaining about just what you were talking about with the Ultimate Team, just things like that, that I don't want to say are small things, but it isn't like it's the crux of the mode, that they were not very happy with, that were, you know, ruining their experience right off the bat. And that's night one with the game. That's only one of those things that only is going to get amplified as you play the game, because if you get soured or just tired of the gameplay, or, you know, the challenges in Ultimate Team, if you're dissatisfied with loading in and out, if you're dissatisfied with the menus, if you're dissatisfied with these other things, it just makes it real easy to put that disc away and not come back to it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of been some of the frustrating things I've had, is that with the menus especially, they just seem so slow. Like in franchise mode, just trying to go in and set your depth chart, you accidentally click on manage team instead of manage coach or something like that. And now you're in the screen to move your team to another city, but you've got to wait for all this stuff to load before you can then back out, click up a menu, click over a menu, click, you know, do all this stuff that takes, it's you know, still probably milliseconds if you really took a stopwatch to it, but it just seems so painfully slow. Whereas if, you know, it cannot keep up with my hands, I guess it's at the end of the day, that, you know, it's not like, I mean, I've got old hands, but by this day and age, but at the same time, it can't seem to keep up with them and just to be able to navigate through them to get to where I want to actually be. So.
And that's one of those things with the next-gen consoles. They talked about the faster load speeds. And for a lot of games, we see it. But then with Madden, we're not seeing that. We're not seeing the benefits across the board of this faster experience that we get with a lot of other titles.
Yeah, and really at this point, it's not a matter of the console or anything like that. It's a matter of the development. They've got too much stuff going on behind the scenes. For example, they've got it to where it quick loads if you have a scenario where your head coach is talking to a player or something like that. I mean, that's nice, but all that has to be rendered behind the scenes in the menu so that it can easily cut over to that. But at the same time, you could still develop all of that and still be able to have fast menus. I mean, it's almost like it's a intentional decision to do that, just to kind of slow people down a little bit for some reason.
And speaking of the interface, it seems like there's a lot going on even in the game, namely as it relates to, say, home field advantage stuff, the menus being on the screen. Like, there are times where what I call the coach cam, I'm trying to look at the everything that's going on the field. I have home field advantage on the top of the screen above the score bar. I have home field advantage descriptions in the lower left. I have home field on the lower right. I think it's what's being activated. Do I really need, like, the stuff in the bottom is duplicated. And I really thought, I could be wrong here, but I really thought in 23 in the beta, it had both. And then at launch, they took out the lower left. I could be wrong. Cause I remember thinking, and then now in 24, it's back. So I'm like, there's just so much on that screen that whoever designs the interface must get paid by the pixel. That's the only thing I can think of. So they got to put so much stuff out there that it's, and that doesn't even get into the actual crux of home field advantage, if people like that or not, which I'm not a huge fan of it, just because it doesn't make sense that some of these effects are tied to a stadium when it should be tied to your style of gameplay and success. But that's probably a different episode when we talk about home field advantage. But that interface, there's just so much going on. And I'd say the pause menu is a mess. It's almost too basic. It's not really been built for somebody who plays the game on a semi-competitive level. And that's how I say we're not playing for money. We're not playing in the MCS. But at the same time, you know, if you and I are playing each other in an online franchise or online dynasty, we know, like, for example, we'll want the pause menu to be. I want to be able to pause the game. I want to get to a timeout. I want to get the subs quickly. I mean, those things need to be surfaced right there to get to, not scroll down, not have the quarterback comparison on the front. I don't need to see a line chart of the score by score quarter. There's just things that, if it's up to me, I would just, some of it I would gut or I would start over. And that's, maybe it's minor, but like I said, a lot of this stuff with Madden, it feels like a lot of the little things add up quickly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, to your point, for the home field advantage stuff, there's a lot better ways to do that. You know, hide it during the play and mm-hmm. only show it when it changes, or show it if you mm-hmm. bring up the coach cam or something like that. Definitely, you know, better ways to do that. And then I agree mm-hmm. with you for the pause menu. It's bare bones, and it's not engaging at all. I mean,
right.
You know, change out the stats from time to time, change out what's displayed, something. I mean, the NCAA 14 menu, honestly, granted it was just gigantic big buttons, but at least it was something more engaging in the sense of it showed you the menu options and things like that, and showed you the current score. And I don't know, it at least was presented better. And then in terms of the home field advantage, and like you said, the score graph showing up and down, I don't remember who said it. It's been years ago, but there was some NCAA event, and I remember someone saying that EA really loves their graphs. They really love something that measures
the meters and
yeah. Exactly. They love showing some measurement of something, even if it's just measurement of how long you've been in the game or whatever it is. They love showing some sort of a meter just to kind of show that there's some progress of something. So it's I don't understand it. I mean, I guess, you know, sure, flash it up there, but at the same time, it's not what's going to keep me coming back to the game, or, you know, it's not what's going to keep the controller in my hand.
On the interface thing, that play bug, this is a thing I've not seen it mentioned, but maybe I haven't dug hard enough to the community feedback on Madden. Does it bother you where the play clock is situated? Like, when you're in the play call screen, it's up in the upper middle of the score bug. I'm not sure, but I don't think I've ever seen a real broadcast where it's upper middle buried. It almost seems like it's usually on the right side, or it's in the bottom middle or a bottom side where it stands out. There's been numerous times where I'm trying to call a play. I'm going through the playbook. So part of it is my own issue, because I'm trying to dig through plays and find things. And I don't even realize the play clock's getting low till it's too late. It just seems like it's a small thing that, now when you're on the field, you get the one on the, you know, if you're down on the field and get ready to call a play, you get the second and 10 and the play clock below it. But when you're in the actual play calling screen, it just seems like it's another small thing that wasn't really built for what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, again, it goes back to there's too much stuff on that screen. Mm-hmm. Again, I like that there's a lot of options there, mm-hmm. but there's entirely too much. And mm-hmm. like you said, a play clock, that should be front and center, big, right in your face, because mm-hmm. it's a limited time thing. So you have mm-hmm. to call play in a certain amount of time. So, yeah, I'm like you. I've gotten to the point to where I haven't run out of time, but I've gotten awful close, and mm-hmm. it's frustrating when you get out there and you've got a guy that's set to motion over, and oh nope, you don't have enough time to motion him. So yeah, it's again, it all goes back to UI. You would think that EA has enough resources and enough people right. that study that and can kind of build for that, but it just seems to kind of fall short.
You think there'd be a point now where all they'd have to do is reskin it each year, but we're still at the point now in Madden 24 where it needs to be designed better. Which, yeah. I mean, that's the frustrating part, is that it should be just simple reskins at this point, but we're not. We're still very much the way you have it is not right, guys. Well, the user interface things I wrote down before we get into the final points, wrap up the show. The celebrations thing, I'd like people to do it, but it just feels like it's too much. It's on the screen too much. I'm tired of that thing, the wheel taking up the screen. I don't know if they need to disable an option to hide it or disable it or reduce the times it comes up or change it to where it's, you know, maybe something in the lower left of the screen and tells you what to do. I don't know. I've soured. It's one of those things that before we had it, I wanted it. I was in the community group that wanted it, but now that we have it, I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way. There are times on I believe it's in the menus, like I can't read some of the stuff on the bottom of the screen, and I have good enough vision and I have a big enough TV. It should not be an issue, but especially if it's pushing in the left stick or right stick, the LS or the RS is so small that unless you are on top of your TV, you can't see it. So there are times where I think it's superstar mode and it's telling me to do something. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I have to guess. And it's usually a 50-50 guess on which one I'm supposed to be doing to get it to work. Any other small things like that that you see, Tommy? Or would you agree to see, like, on the celebrations, for example?
Yeah, celebrations. I never was big on needing to have that or anything like that. I guess it's fun, but, you know, make it a button push, not like a left, up, down, right kind of thing. Just make it one of the face buttons, and that's it. Don't even show it on the screen. Mm-hmm. Unless you're maybe on rookie mode or something like that, you know, or don't even show it up on the screen. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing, is that it's, to me, I've not looked through the menu options, so maybe it's there, but they need like a fast presentation mode. And I understand that they want people to watch their presentation because they spend a lot of time and effort on it. But I'm always skipping through the quarter and halftime updates. I don't care about that very much. I kind of, you know, it's fun to watch it the first, you know, let's say half dozen times, but then after that, it becomes too much. So they need to make it to where the presentation can be live alongside the play calling or live alongside the, you know, adjustments menu or something like that, to where you don't feel like you have to rush to the next play. Instead, you can actually, you know, watch the presentation and call your play at the same time.
So, right.
One other thing, you know, we talked about the playbooks. One other thing that I really didn't get into very much was I'm playing with Carolina. I've got Bryce Young at quarterback. He actually has some speed in the game, even though he didn't run a lot of option in college. But with that, I've been using a fair bit of option, including some pistol triple option, just to kind of play around with it and see, again, how it'll translate to college football. And overall, it's actually been pretty fun. There's a good challenge there. Even when the defense reads it, they can still recover and make a play there. So, you know, if you've got a really good linebacker, he can recover and make that play. But all in all, you can still, just like in NCAA, you can still attack. And you know, if you have the right guys, then they can kind of make things happen. You know, whereas if your backup comes in and he's a, you know, 70 speed, then no, you're probably not going to be running very successfully on that option play. So overall, again, I've got, you know, some pretty good hopes there that it translates to the college football side.
I've played a lot of the option in the mini game, and it is fun, but it seems like in the mini game, like, you always get the same reactions from the defensive players. Granted, most of them are gone, so you're only playing, what is it, 3-on-3 basically with the, you know, the offensive line dummies. But I mean, it is fun. And like you said, I'm playing a lot of this, so I get the controls down for the basis for EA's college football next year. I don't want to spend the first 2 weeks next year trying to get the controls down. I want to be able to go in and kind of know what I'm doing. Even if, like you said, there's going to be changes. We don't know to what extent, but I can't imagine it's going to be worlds different. I've got to think the core, but it's going to be very much the same.
Yeah. My hope is that it's going to have a lot of similar gameplay, but then in the college football side, that the really great players will excel that much better than even a good player, you know, that kind of thing. In college football, you can always see a huge difference between a good player versus a great player. And again, that's what I hope translates into the next game.
The last thing I wanted to bring up, and it was because I saw things on Reddit about this and I thought it was kind of funny. The article came from NFL.com. It was EA exec on Madden soundtrack. We didn't want Madden NFL to sound like your parents' Madden NFL. which if you just look at the headline, you take it to mean like they want to, you know, spite or forget the old versions of Madden. But the article really was kind of interesting in terms of talking about how they picked the songs and artists in the past. There's not a lot of mention about the current soundtracks, which I think is telling in a way, but they talk about how now they want it to be different. And when you go through the Reddit thread, it felt like to me like 90+% 95% of the comments were people saying like, well, the old ones were good. We need to go back to the old ones. We need our parents' Madden. And I know we've talked about this before on the show. It seems like they've gone to all rap, which is fine, but it very much feels like it's one person's favorite Spotify playlist. It doesn't feel like they're trying to hit all these different genres like they did successfully in the past. I don't remember anybody complaining about like the Madden 05 soundtrack being awful. It seemed like people generally liked those versions of Madden's soundtrack. Whereas now, a lot of people say they turn it off. I know I turned off just because I was going to stream some of the games and I didn't want to get dinged for having a licensed song playing. So I've not heard any of the songs on this year's soundtrack. I thought it was interesting. There were several people on that Reddit thread who said that there's some song by a female artist that has, as they put it, a guttural scream that they turn off. Have you heard this song? I don't know what song this is. I like I said, I've turned them all off.
I kept them on for like the first couple of days just to kind of see, well, maybe there was some song in there that really kind of triggered me, but no, I turned them all off after the first couple of days. I have not heard the guttural scream song, so no, I can't speak to that one. But yeah, I'm with Reddit in that one. It's, you know, even after this most recent update just came out over the past couple of days, they added some additional songs. And so I had to go in there and uncheck those songs as well.
Thanks for the warning. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And in fact, I think I read a headline. I didn't get to read the article, but it was NFL players are now releasing songs in Madden or something like that. So
that's new to me as well.
I didn't pay attention. Like I said, I saw the headline, but didn't get to read the article. So maybe go back and find that one. But yeah, I'm with you. The years passed. I think it was Madden 03. Seether was an unknown band and was released on that and then went huge that summer, just kind of exploded. You know, I miss those old days to where, and granted, music's changed a lot in the past 20 years. But at the same time, I miss those old days where, you know, you'll find a new favorite band. I found all kinds of favorite bands from year to year that, you know, I would go and buy their album because I heard that on Madden or NCAA or MVP or something like that, that, you know, something to you know, really kind of hook me. And like you said, not just some random guy's Spotify rap playlist.
And there were a couple comments on Reddit before people said, you know, the people upset is probably you're probably not the demographic, and that we're probably not the demographic, and that's fine. But I do have to admit, when I first saw the Madden soundtrack this year, they put it on, I think, their Twitter account. Like, there's some names I knew, very much recognized some of them, but there's also some where I read it and I thought, those aren't even words. Like, I have no clue how to pronounce those names. Like, we're so far off the radar now for picking names for artists that, like, I would have no clue how to pronounce some of them. So that reflects on me a lot, but it just was funny. And I read it, and my first thought was, these aren't words. They're not words, guys.
Yeah. And I mean, I get it. It's, you know, the saying is rock is dead. So, I mean, of course, you're not going to have nearly as much rock on Madden 24. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's zero rock that I could see on there.
And it's been that way for several years, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure 2K is like that as well. I mean, again, that's fine. I'm not the demographic for it, but it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're not going to give me music that I want to listen to, then I'm not going to listen to your music, you know, that kind of thing. Right. So it's, you know, I would think that you could do a little bit better and, you know, if nothing else, integrate Spotify into the menu to where it normally would be playing your music, play a Spotify playlist, you know, yeah, I can go out and play it myself, but then I've got to turn it off when the game, you know, the actual, you know, kickoff starts kind of thing. So It seems, you know, kind of lazy or I don't know what the right term to say it is, but, you know, I don't want it to sound like, you know, I'm bitter because they don't have my music, but it's more just because it doesn't make me care about the game anymore one way or the other.
It doesn't feel like they're trying to reach everybody, which I don't care if they have songs I don't like. There's always gonna be songs I don't like on it.
Of course. Yeah.
But then if they're just not even trying for a large portion of the demographic or the buying populace, that reflects, I think, on EA more than anybody saying, you know, I don't like this type of music. I like all types of music. Yeah, problem absolutely. Is the ones they're putting on there, I just don't resonate. Then you factor in this you know, streaming age we're in, well, now you got to worry about getting dinged with a licensing tag, especially if you stream something on YouTube. But with that, we're going to wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast, breaking down Madden 24. Again, we kind of talked about what we want to see as it relates to EA Sports College Football. Let us know what you think about Madden 24 in the comments below, or make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube and leave it in the comments there. For Tommy, I'm CDJ. We'll catch you next time.